If you were to describe yourself, what would you say? What would it sound like? Who are you and whose are you? Today, I want to talk about identity. Stay with me. Hey, friend. Welcome to the Shattered Into Beautiful podcast. I'm Jeannie Smith. If your heart is hurting, no matter what your circumstances are, there is only one healer. Through biblical content, I will teach you how to experience whole healing and soar into great purpose. So, let's get into today's show. Grab your favorite coffee, journal, and Bible. It's time to dig in and unwrap your gift. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. Well, today I want to dive into identity. And why do I want to do this? Well, because I want to enter into some discussion in the next few weeks about things that are in our life, deep in our life, rooted in our life, that doesn't maybe need to be there. I want to talk about the hidden places where no one else sees, but God sees. I want to talk about the hidden places where God develops you, the hidden places where there may be things rooted in there that are impacting your identity that really need to be uprooted and pulled out. And how do we do that? How do we discover these places? What is the soul of our identity look like? Is it good? Is it healthy? And in order for us to get there, where I want to go in discussion in the next several weeks, we have to first understand our identity. Now, for example, if we don't understand the character of God, then we may be reluctant to approach Him and understand the stages of grief or loss or suffering, pain, sorrow, and have difficulty in trusting Him to deal with that stuff, that pain, that suffering that we have in our heart. So we have to first understand God's character to move into those stages of healing. Who is this one, the great physician, Jehovah Rapha, that will bring forth this healing, and can I trust Him? So we have to understand God's character. Same thing with identity. In order for us to understand how to get in there and deal with things that are hidden, by the way, maybe even hidden from us, we don't even know is there, we have to first understand our identity. Who are we? Because if we don't understand who we are and who we're supposed to be and who God created us to be and what are the good things that are supposed to be rooted in our identity system, then we certainly can't understand what the bad things are that don't need to be there that we need to uproot and pull out. So we are first going to understand fully who we are and what our identity should be and truly is, according to our Creator, God, who loves us so very, very much. So today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on understanding the truth of who we are. Now, this may sound and seem like a simple thing, but it can be hard to grasp and apply, especially if there is years of wrong thinking and some sort of false belief system. Now, our God, who loves you and created you, looks upon you as the apple of His eye. He sees you as a prized possession, a treasure, a reflection of His own very Son, Jesus Christ. That means He marvels over you. He sings over you. He looks upon you and He sees nothing but worthiness. You are a co-heir with His Son. There are no blemishes. There is only beauty and righteousness. That's what He sees when He looks at you. Now, what do you see when you look at you? And because we are His child, it is this identity, that spoken identity, that true identity that everything else must flow from in our lives. If we truly understand that identity, then a healthy flow system will be there. A healthy outpouring will be there. And then we can enter into and live into His joy, His rest, and His peace. But again, these things flow from our identity system. So knowing fully who you are and whose you are becomes the greatest gift of all. So We are going to look at Scripture, of course we are, and determine, search, and find who we are. What does the Word of God say about us? Now, you have to know that the enemy runs scared of this. He runs scared of you discovering who you really, really are, because he wants you to walk in a false identity system. And he knows when you truly discover who you are and you believe it, you must believe it and walk in it, then you are going to 100% reflect the image of God, his character. You're going to understand your authority. You're going to understand your purpose, your being, who you are. And at that point, the enemy now becomes powerless over you. That's why this is so important, that we understand who we are and we speak who we are and we walk in the truth of who we are. Your core beliefs must be solid. They must be rooted and established. These are your identity, your purpose, and your value. And knowing fully who you are becomes the greatest gift of all. It's going to be a gift you'll never forget. So let's dig a little bit into the Word of God, plant some seeds, and allow God to establish some healthy, lasting roots of identity. Okay, you have your pen and your paper, I hope, and your Bible. Galatians 2:20 says about you, Christ lives in you and you live by faith. What does his plans and purposes for you say in Ephesians 2:10? That you are his workmanship. You were created to do good works. Who are you? Are you an heir with Jesus? In Romans 8:17, yes, it says you are an heir with Jesus. What promise does Romans 8:1 hold? It says there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Jesus didn't come to condemn you. Jesus came to save you. How long has God known you and appointed you? Well, Jeremiah 1:5 says, before he formed you in your mother's womb, he knew you and he appointed you. Philippians 3:20 says, about you and your citizenship, that your citizenship is in heaven. That's who you are. You are a citizen of heaven. What does Ephesians 1:3 says? It says you have been given all spiritual blessings. What does Colossians 2:10 say about you? It says you are filled in him. What kind of spirit did God give you in 2 Timothy 1:7? A spirit not of fear, but of power and love, and self-control. What does Ephesians 1:4 say about you? It says you are holy and you are blameless. Who does Jesus say you are in Matthew 5:14? He says you are the light of the world. Now, the enemy wants to put you in prison, but when Jesus steps in, what does he say? What happens in Galatians 4:7? It says you are a daughter and an heir of God. So you don't belong in prison. No, you are royalty. Now, these are just a few scriptures of so, so many. And I encourage you to dive into the book of Ephesians and read that book to truly understand the full depth of who you are. So have you ever thought about, like, why are all these passages, these scriptures, these details about your identity in scripture? Well, it's pretty clear God wants you to understand who you are. And to me, it's also pretty clear that he's pretty proud of us. He is very, very proud of us. And he is boasting and bragging about who we are as his children in Christ. Why? Because he wants us to understand and accept our place of authority in the kingdom. He wants us to rise up and fulfill our assignment. Our mistakes don't disqualify us. Oh, we think that so many times, right? We're not qualified. We're not equipped. No, they don't disqualify us. They actually qualify us. We're all human. We make mistakes. We learn from them. We don't walk in failure as children of God. We walk in favor. Let me say that again. We do not walk in failure. We walk in favor. One of the things about being a human being is that we have this desire in us that God put there, by the way, to be significant. And so that drives us to do things, right? To get these great careers, to become very, very successful, to climb to the top of the ladder, to fulfill whatever desire and dreams that we have implanted into our mind and heart, or someone else has, and has labeled this as success. And when we reach that mark, whatever that mark is, we may feel significant at that time. The reason we all hunger and strive at times for significance is because God put that desire in us. But here's the truth. We don't have to strive for it. As children of God, and we were all created in God's image, by the way, so He calls us all children, we are already significant. Psalms 1:3 says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." We already have a stamp of significance that is put on us. And deep inside, every believer, every follower of Jesus has this desire to have a visible, lasting impact in the world. That significance stems from Him. He put that there. And the truth is, as believers, we already walk in significance. Everything I've already spoke to you in this episode is about your royalty. It's about where you are. Even though here on earth, you are seated in heavenly spiritual places, eternal places, especially as a believer, only as a believer. That's why it's so important that we receive Him as our Lord and Savior, because it determines our destiny. It determines our home. We were all created to be image bearers of Christ. We were all created to do significant things for Him. But that starts first in our identity system, our root system, knowing that we are already significant in Him before we even do anything. That desire was born in us when we believed in the gospel. Romans 1:16 says, "We who have tasted the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." Not only do we want to see that power at work in our lives, but we want to see it working through us, bringing the life and hope of Jesus to a broken world. Do you find as a believer that you're most satisfied and you feel the greatest joy whenever you're bringing life and hope to other people? That's because you were born to do that. It's a lasting impact that you will have on other people and on this world. God put that in you. It's what John 15 is all about. It's about abiding in Him and Him abiding in us, that we would bring forth fruit and fruit that would remain. That's pretty significant, isn't it? Lasting fruit, eternal fruit. There is no greater significance to walk in. And that's what we were created to do as children of God. So what I'm saying is, you don't have to look and strive for significance as a child of God. You are already significant, and we can rest in that. You see, God is not really concerned about the things that you can do for Him. He's concerned about you. He's interested in developing you first, helping you dig in there and get that root system, get it healthy, helping you to understand who you are in Him. Really, He wants you to, at the utmost level, understand His love for you, because that changes everything when we truly understand how much God loves us. See, the chasm, the barrier that separates us from God, it's not Him. It's us. It's the things that we allow to get in the way that create this barrier between us and God, because He longs to be in relationship with us. He longs to help us understand our significance and our identity and help us walk in it and then soar into it, into great purpose. He longs for that. But we create barriers in our mind system, our thought system, believing, you know, lies, whatever it may be. One thing that keeps us from approaching this loving God and understanding the full capacity of who we are is wrong thinking. Believing that we're unworthy. Believing that He doesn't love us. Believing that He won't accept us. That's why these scriptures that we went over today are so extremely important, that you read them and you meditate over them. The book of Ephesians, who you are. That quenches and breaks down every barrier between you and your God. Embrace Him because He is there waiting to embrace you. Trust Him. He is good. Allow Him to uproot any lies, any false belief systems that you have about who you are. And do not allow things that you've gone through in your past to shape you and conform you. These things are not of Him. All these false labels that have been put on us, they are not of God. They are of the enemy, and they are used to kill you, to steal and destroy, to take away your life, put a false system, label system on you about your identity. Those things are lies, and they come from the Father of lies. Today, I've been giving you truth from the Father, the only Father, the Heavenly Father, about who you are. He wants to tear down those barriers, those lies, those belief systems, and you need to walk into the truth of who you are. You know, our identity isn't so much about us. It's about Him. It's all about Him. Our identity is for the sake of making known His identity. I want you to know that you belong. You belong to the household of God, and He is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That is 2 Corinthians 9:8. So as a child of God, you are blessed and provided for. God is able to provide you with everything you need in Christ. He is the owner of everything, creator of everything, and the giver of all good things. 1 John 3:1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not first know Him." In Christ, friend, you are loved. Your identity is a child of God. This Bible verse I just read just comes from a chapter that warns against the temptation to stray from God into sin. You can resist sin by remembering that God has the best for His children. Stay on that road of blessing, not consequences, which comes from sin. He offers us so much more than the world could ever offer us. Because you are complete in Him. You are not complete in the world, and you will struggle in the world. There will be pain. There will be loss. There will be struggle. There will be devastation. There will be darkness. The world is full of darkness, but Jesus is full of light and hope, and you are found complete in Him and in His love. That is the truth of your identity, is that in Him, you are complete. We look for this completeness and this love and this identity significance in all the wrong places, which brings us heartache if we don't look to the right place, the only place, and that is to Him. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In His love, He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17 says, remember I said He delights in you. You are not just accepted or put up with. You are welcomed and loved and honored into His family with delight. Friends, I love you. God loves you. He has great purpose for you. He wants you to walk in the truth of who you are in Him. Today, soak in that. Just walk around with a big smile on your face today, knowing who you are in Jesus' name. You are His handiwork, created in Christ to do good works. You have purpose. You have significance. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I love you bunches. And before we go, if you don't fully understand your identity because you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then let's change that right now. I want you to pray with me. Father God, forgive me of my sins. I confess them and I ask that you would come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I believe that your Father God raised you from the dead and I want to live my life following after you. In the name of Jesus, amen. I hope that was you today. I hope that you received him as your Lord and Savior today, and your destination in eternity is now secure. And now you can begin to walk into that true identity of who you are. I hope you have a wonderful week, and remember, live life abundantly.
If you like Mommy's show, leave a review.
Hey, before you go, if this podcast has blessed you, the number one way you can help me is to leave a review and subscribe to the Shattered Into Beautiful show. Next, hop on over to the Shattered Into Beautiful private Facebook group, where you will find a network of friends with daily inspiration. You can reach me at JeannieScottSmith.com. And lastly, please share the episode or review in your social and tag me at Smith Evangelistic Ministries. I cannot wait to meet with you again. Stay tuned for more life-giving podcasts coming your way.